We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring in our guest, Mindy Hart, publicist with Art in the Park. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning, you guys.
Good to see you again. Now, we're going to put you to the test. We like to do that. We're going to play Finding the Fake News in moments.
But and first, you also said you have some questions for us,
I
too.
I do.
Oh, no. We ask the questions here.
I don't know. We've set a precedence for it both ways.
Yes, that's true. First, let's talk about Arts in the Park. It is back.
It is back for our second annual event. It starts off at 5 o'clock this evening. So from 5 to 10 tonight, we'll start off with the Elders. If you don't know who the Elders are, they're the prime Irish band in the world.
Yes.
And this is their last year of performing. So if you want to see them, at no cover charge, no fees, no tickets. You need to come out tonight for that totally free concert, 6 o'clock. And then we'll close out the evening tonight with Cherry Bomb, who is your classic rock to today's best music. They'll play it all tonight from 8 to 10. So your listeners are going to absolutely love them. And they put on at one heck of a show. One of the singers is actually a principal of an elementary school.
Oh, really? Wow. That is a cool principal.
That is very cool. Also, it continues tomorrow?
It does. So the whole day, you're going to have up to 50 vendors. We're just shy of 50. I think we had a couple cancellations. And so you'll see all types of art and makers represented, every medium that you can imagine. So come out and see the artists. We have a spin artist. Do you know what that is?
A spin
no
artist.
No idea.
No.
So he literally, it's performance art. So he plays the music of the person that he is painting. And you might have seen on Fox 4, he painted Taylor Swift and...
Doesn't he rotate the canvas or something like that?
He spins the canvas as he's doing it, and he's dancing and the music's going. It's a whole lot of fun. He'll be doing that from 10 till 5. We have Poor Bishop Hooper, which is folk music. We've got Scott Perry, which is country. And then we close out the night with Switch.
Switch.
If you haven't seen Switch, you really need to come out and see that.
Also, I'm looking at your website, artsinthepark.org, and I see something as a parent that catches my eye, Make and Take.
So they get to come out, and that we've got the children's tent, and so we've got activities at 10 and noon in the children's tent so that they can create some art and start their love of art right there. And so there's really something for every generation, every genre, every culture. Everything's going to be represented, and we're really looking forward to having a great weather day for Saturday. Tonight's going to be great. Well, the sun will start setting, and it'll be cooling off a little bit, so it'll be wonderful tonight. It's just going to be a great weekend. The beer garden is flanking one side of the stage, and the food trucks are going to be the other.
Listen to Brady, caught his attention.
Beer garden.
I said we have something for everybody. That you. Includes you, honey.
Thank
See,
you.
I'm over
Thank
with you. The little kids doing like little crafts.
Make and take. I love it. So again, the website artsinthepark.org. It starts tonight, goes tomorrow. Tell us about Mac and Park.
Okay, so... how big is Mac and Park?
Taylor.
Well, last time I measured.
I'm going to say.
Have you walked it?
Let me say.
No, I haven't. I'm going to say 6 acres.
I'm going to say 7 acres.
Way to one up me.
Okay, so I'm going to give this one to Taylor. Because, because if I multiply it by 10.
That
you would
big.
Be the accurate. It's about 60.1 acres.
Well, that was my next guess.
Yeah.
I started low. Right. I was going to go up to that.
Yes. But you were the one that I could multiply.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Team Taylor.
Okay. So how old is Mac and Park?
I'm going to say it was 1932.
So I'm going to go with 1933.
Taylor, how dare you?
Well, Taylor gets it because it was actually in the 1950s, early 50s. We can't remember if it was 52 or 54, somewhere in there. So it's one of the oldest parks in the city, in the Northland. And it's got these big, huge trees, very shaded, just a lovely park to spend some time in. Two different areas for kids, the ball fields, the tennis courts, and then, of course, the performing pavilion there. And It's just a great park. If you don't know where North Kansas City is, it's just across the river from the City Market. Like literally when I'm at Sprint Center for my favorite concerts, I'm home in 7 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell anybody else that can do that.
So,
including traffic.
Where are, like, what are the cross streets if you were going to tell somebody how to get to Mackin Park?
Howell and Clark Ferguson Drive. And if you go onto our Facebook page and on our website, I've got the maps up. So all you have to do is click on the map and it'll go into your GPS and you'll be ready to go. And
it's all free?
And it's all free. So bring some money to buy some food, buy some beverages, and buy some art.
Yeah.
But everything else, there's no entry fee. And it's just a great day to spend out with the family. And you could literally spend the whole day there.
Sounds incredible. Artsinthepark.org starts tonight. Now, we're going to put you to the test.
Uh-oh.
It's payback time.
Yes, it's payback.
Even though I won, I'm going to go easy. So I'm going to toss it over to Brady.
Thank you.
And he has the questions
for
you.
So he can be the one that hammers me. There you go.
So it's called Finding the Fake News. I'm going to give you four headlines.
Okay.
Only one is real. You have to find which ones are fake and name the real headline. Are you ready?
I think so.
Miami Chili Restaurant bans OJ.
Wait.
The
orange
drink
juice?
Or the football player?
I don't know. It doesn't say?
That's
you have to specify.
Fake news.
Criminal leaves phone at break-in, calls to ask for it back, cops answer. Man buys shoes from thrift store, falls ill from stench. Or Louisiana man arrested after robbing a bank armed with crocodile. Which one of those is real and not fake news?
I think the one that is real is the criminal that called and the police answered.
That's what I'm thinking too. But
you guys, you got it.
Yes.
Every time.
Victory.
Maybe you're just really bad at writing these. Or we're just very smart. I like to say that one.
Well, I come from the camp where there's a lot of really not very bright criminals out there. Is that a nice way to say that they're dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're dumb.
So this happened in Hollywood, Florida. Wayne Bradley Wade is in trouble. He allegedly pulled off a successful break-in of a Hollywood home on Wednesday night, then realized he left his phone in the victim's bed. And now you know that feeling where you're like, oh, I forgot my phone. Should I go get it? Well, instead of moving on and leaving the phone there, he decided to call his phone and ask for it back. The police detective investigating the crime heard the phone ringing, answered it. After identifying the fingerprints on the phone, police were able to nab him as their suspect, as well as bust him for 5 other robberies in the same neighborhood.
Because he probably robbed one of those phones to make that call to call his phone.
Yeah, what phone was he using?
Because it's not a burner.
No.
There's no way.
I'm dying to know how the cop answered it. New phone, who this? Stolen phone, who this? Good job, Mindy Hart, and congrats on Arts in the Park. Looks like a whole lot of fun at a great price. Fun for the whole family. It starts tonight, goes tomorrow. Mackin Park, North Kansas City, artsinthepark.org. Thank you.
No, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.